Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dream.
Welcome back, America, to Life Lessons Radio. I'm Rick Tokini. Hey, virtual reality, VR, has been one of the biggest trends to watch in recent months. Now, a virtual reality game called Sugar Goggles is one of the first attempts to help educate people about the impacts of certain foods and help them retain or retrain their eating habits. The idea is to see how their bodies respond to various foods in an effort to change and improve the way they eat. Joining us today is Scott Parker, who discusses the Sugar Gap Study. Scott, welcome to Life Lessons.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hey, good.
Nice okay, to... I tell you what I will say is America is not in great shape. Unfortunately, the state of America's health is a little shocking. Two statistics will get your attention. 52% of the U.S. population are either diabetic or pre-diabetic, and more than a third of us are obese. This is really a staggering situation. And we conducted a survey to try to get at why would that be the case. And what we learned is that people are just really confused about what kinds of foods cause rises in sugar in their bloodstream. And they may know that simple sugars do that, like a full sugar cola, for example. But they don't know that simple carbohydrates have basically almost exactly the same effect as eating teaspoons full of sugar. And we call these hidden sugars. And only 1 in 10 Americans are aware of that. And only 5% of Americans could correctly identify all the foods that do cause increases or spikes in their blood sugar. And that kind of confusion is really important, because every time you have a blood sugar spike, see, the body can only handle 2 teaspoons full of sugar in the entire bloodstream. So anytime there's more than that, it has to move that sugar out, and basically it stores it as fat. And guess what? People gain weight. And over time, if you have, repeated, 5 or 6 of these blood sugar spikes a day over decades, the body wears out its ability to do that, and the blood sugar level rises in the blood permanently, and people get type 2 diabetes.
And Scott, is this just basic ignorance on the part of Americans when it comes to what they're supposed to eat?
I think it's just confusion. I think there's a lot of nutritional messaging out there. Some of it's very contradictory. So we here at the Atkins Nutritionals Organization, we want to empower people by better nutritional education so they can take control of their own lives. And the virtual reality game is part of an overall effort that we have. It's part of an educational effort that we have with HealthCore, which is a nonprofit organization that was founded by Dr. Oz. But it's focused on teaching teens in particular how to live better, healthier lives. And we've literally created a virtual reality experience. We knew that reaching out to teens would require a compelling and engaging experience. Wow. And so we created a virtual reality game. So imagine once you put these goggles on, you're inside the human body, inside a blood vessel, and you're flying. And it's really fun. You can fly up, you can fly down. The game is we've created a series of golden rings in this blood vessel as you fly through it. And the idea is to fly through as many of these golden rings as possible, and they're placed throughout so that you go up and down. But in between every ring, you have to make a nutritional choice between 2 types of food. One has a high impact on your blood sugar, and one does not. And if you make the right decision, you get a little more momentum. If you make the wrong decision, you in essence experience a blood sugar spike, and you get thrown off course, and you get slowed down a little bit. And you play it for about 3 minutes, and we keep score. And I can tell you that we demoed this in Coral Gables High School last week, and the kids really get into it. They're very competitive. There's a lot of cheering and groaning, depending upon the choices made. But there's a lot of learning going on.
Hey, Scott, don't you think that we need to get this game to the parents who are in the grocery store buying all the wrong food?
Well, absolutely, and to that effect, we have a site called hiddensugar.com where people can go to learn the basically learn what happens during a blood sugar spike, but also learn that there's a lot of sort of eat this, not that approaches that they can take. So, for example, a bagel has the same impact on your blood sugar as 7 teaspoons full of sugar. Or you could have a couple of eggs, much more protein, almost no effect on your blood sugar. And instead of cornflakes, which also has about 7 teaspoons full of sugar effect on your blood sugar, you can choose Greek yogurt and berries. So it's just, you know, each choice is just equally delicious. It's just a change in your habit and practice that can have a profound effect on your weight in the short term, but you're avoiding diabetes in the long term.
Excellent. Scott, this show, Life Lessons, is known for making shock statements, and you just made a couple of what we would call shockers. Can you wrap up this show by challenging U.S. adults and teens about hidden sugar effect and give us a couple more zingers like you just did about a bagel? Because those are the kinds of statements that will rattle and have a ripple effect across America today, and hopefully be a part of changing the long-term education process for how we're supposed to eat.
Exactly right. I'll give you a shocking statistic. A single pancake has about the same effect as eating 11 teaspoons full of sugar on your blood sugar. So imagine if you eat 3 pancakes, that's the same effect as eating 33 teaspoons full of sugar. And that, of course, the body can only handle 2 teaspoons full of sugar in the entire bloodstream. So when you pound it with that much sugar, the body has to download it, and it downloads it primarily as fat. So you can imagine every time you make a choice like that to eat these refined carbohydrates that turn quickly into sugar in the body, you're doing damage. You're gaining weight in the short term, and you're putting your metabolism through work that it just can't sustain forever. Another example would be typical boxed macaroni and cheese, a single serving, 11 teaspoons full of sugar, equivalent effect on your blood sugar. And so I would encourage everyone to go to hiddensugar.com and learn the simple choices that you can make and the better alternatives that you can make that are just as filling, just as delicious, but much, much, much lower in sugar.
And Scott, those are dramatic statistics. And comment on this final note for today, that Americans from the past and have learned what foods that they love as a generation, and they pass it on. And then it's become, those are convenient foods, but they're not convenient foods for our body. So we need to bust out of that and literally release us from the shackles of the past, or you're going to die young. Give
right.
us a final comment on that.
I think it's all about making yourself aware of the impact of simple nutritional choices that you make during the day. It really isn't all that complex, but if you can avoid sugar and you can avoid refined carbohydrates that your body turns into sugar, and learn to eat things like eggs, cheese sticks as a snack, Greek yogurt, berries as fruits, you can lower the amount of grams of carbohydrates that you eat every day from like 300, which is what the average American eats, and bring it down to 100 and avoid weight gain and avoid diabetes and live just a much healthier, happier life.
Scott, thanks for being on. We need to have you back on again. And just as a monthly reminder, if not a weekly reminder about how we are supposed to eat as Americans and improve our nutrition. We appreciate you being on. Thank you for being a part of making some shock statements today, and I know you're going to make a difference.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
You bet. That was Scott Parker. And make sure to Google today the sugar gap study. Those are some alarming numbers. You can also look up information at Atkins Nutritional. And you can also subscribe to this Eat This, Not That. And so you can learn what you should eat and what you should not eat. And this whole hidden sugar effect is just skyrocketing the rates of obesity and diabetes in America. Don't be a statistic, folks. 38% of U.S. adults are overweight, and 17% of teenagers are overweight as well, or as we would call it, obese teenagers. So make sure to become informed about this and start changing your diet immediately. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on Life Lessons. As we always say, keep talking, but listen harder. Have a good one.